This year was probably one of the most successful job shadow programs over in Kenai since the inception of the program some 30 years ago, but don't quote me on the exact time, but I was there when it began. One of the ideas for the job shadow was that our young people, our kiddos who were graduating, would see the opportunity in the myriad of things that they might be able to pursue right here at home. There's nothing better for a parent than when your kid comes home to raise the grandbabies right here in the community that paid the taxes to invest in them. Now, a newcomer to this year's program is Brian Boltzma?
Sean
Boltzma, okay. Now, we all know how old I am, Sean. But this program has been a great success. But this year, in this class, I have seen something that over the last 30 years stands out, and that is the enthusiasm and the appreciation for the businesses that took their time to show them a pathway that they might want to pursue. And then in talking to the students, curriculum that makes sense. One of the students who spoke here today said, now we know why we are learning these skills. When I was going to school, Sean, and I went to school back in Michigan like you, I don't know if you had those opportunities or not, but it's a big difference. Now, I know you're a counselor here, and you helped organize this. It takes quite a job, but obviously you've done a good job in communicating the purpose for this day to your students.
Absolutely. You know, it's easy to slip into the fabric of something, right? Something that has a history, something that folks are used to doing, being part of. So sliding into my role, right? There was a counselor who came before I was there. And there's a teacher, a phenomenal teacher, Mr. Linneman, who takes these students through this unit. Some of my comments focused on the fact that, you know, this is not the beginning of their career development. It's not the end. As a matter of fact, this job shadow day doesn't define everything about career development, everything that they're learning, right? This has been a process over the last 6 weeks or so that students have been learning about resumes, job interviewing skills, presenting. They were required to do some research on one career field and to present to their classmates and their teacher, giving them some feedback on presentation, right? Even right down to the size of font that you want to use, and that you're not cluttering a PowerPoint presentation, right? That you're being personable, that you're connecting, using a lot of the soft skills that are so important in our jobs. And I just love the Kenai Peninsula and the folks that provide services for people, whatever it is, right? Everybody is willing to lend a hand when they know what the issues are. And so that was true of our community as well. They really stepped forward. Businesses stepped forward to support our kiddos. I know they're used to it, but we've had some new businesses. It was neat to see that we had so much enthusiasm from our business partners that we had business partners we couldn't even pair students with. That's the kind of energy and enthusiasm I love being part of.
Been heralded from the Wolverine State myself. So many times people in the community, taxpayers particularly, look at a school district and want to evaluate how we're doing in educating our kids simply by math test scores. Okay, I came from an area in Michigan that had very high test scores. When I went back to my 50th year class reunion and looked at the success of all of my classmates, it was kind of dismal. Okay. And if we evaluate, and that's the point here of Job Shadow Day, because these kids were being educated today and learning to think and to do new ideas and to pursue those ideas and maybe come home to do them. And education is a very broad thing. Not everybody is going to score high in math, but they may become an Einstein. Okay, maybe they won't score high in math, but they may become a theater person or cut a hit record. And teachers and education, a school district's job is to prepare each one of those kids for what they have a passion for. And I want to welcome you to the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, because you get the chance to bend these kids' ears as well as the parents and say, hey, this is a great kid. Maybe he didn't have a high math score, but you know what? He'll be able to hire an accountant.
That's right. Sometimes I worry that the kids that feel most valued in schools are the kids that are going on to, let's say, a four-year degree, because there are some things. You need to make sure they're taking their SAT test. You need to make sure that they're getting their college applications and their scholarships filled out. So it seems like they're getting a lot of the attention. But being from a working class, my dad was a farmer. My brother was an electrician by trade. Seeing the importance of valuing every member of our community, right? That everyone's going to need some kind of training, whether you get it on the job training, whether you get it in an apprenticeship. We've got AvTech on the peninsula here, which is just a tremendous resource in Alaska. Job Corps is not far away. A lot of four-year schools and options two-year schools. So it's really about helping students understand what plans for post-secondary are going to prepare them for next steps, right? And it's really thinking about this from a long-term perspective, a long-game perspective. The mayor spoke about the fact that there's roughly, people change jobs 12 times over the course of their lifetime. I certainly have done that at least 12 times. And it's been a great adventure. Some of it is by happenstance. I just fell into opportunities. The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District had opportunities for school counselors to move into. One of my former students from Michigan was working as a counselor up here and said, why don't you come up for a year? The next thing you know, here I am. And
would you evaluate the teachers and the quality of the classes and the opportunities that we have here in the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District?
Listen, I've been so impressed. I don't know what I thought this experience was coming into it, but watching, I was given a parents a tour on, I think it was Friday. There were no students in the building except the competitive cheer team was practicing in the gym. I'm like, who even knew? Like, my school back in Michigan didn't even have a competitive cheer team. I can't believe the different opportunities that we make available to the kids at our high schools. So it's been really neat to see. And I'm certainly encouraged by it. It's easy to jump in and say, how can I support what's going on?
Sean, by the way the students reacted to you and the way you communicate with them, thank you. On behalf of all the parents that maybe has a kid who doesn't get a high math score, but is a great kid, thank you for being part of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. I'm Merrill Sikorsky, returning you to that Me and My Shadow sound of KSRM.